And there are different areas of service that we're talking about. And I think this helps us. No, there aren't any 21-year-old traveling leading brethren among us, as far as I know. But there are many 21 years old, and I think the big difference was with Saul is he was not saved. He didn't belong to the Lord. We're speaking now of those who belong to him. Somebody help me remember, does anybody have the reference where the gift of criticism is talked about? Where do I find that in Scripture, where the Lord speaks of the gift of being able to see a problem and tell everybody about it? Does anybody know about that? Do you know, I don't know anybody that's left the fellowship locally. I know very few people that have left the fellowship that have blamed the problem on themselves. Most of the time, I'm in a bad state. And then I've got to find a reason to leave. And it's either got to be me or it's my brethren. It's their failure. It's their problem. They've done this and they've done this. And so I now am going to follow a path according to my will. And dear young people, what a danger. Now, we may have various opinions on to what degree the sons of Samuel were failures. I'm going to caution you. The word that is written here, when God speaks of Samuel, he never mentions the failure of Samuel's sons. So take that into consideration when you look. Here were people that somehow had gone from the verses 15, 16, 17 to a state of discontentment. And now they're able to look. I suppose that Samuel's hair was perhaps, maybe it was thinning a bit on top. And maybe his features were, and they could see that he was older. And then they saw things that didn't please them very well. And so they come up with a plan. Let me ask you a question. Tell me what verse of 1, 2, and 3, and 4, tell me the verse where they sought the Lord's guidance. Where did they seek the Lord's mind and say, Lord, we need to know what to do here? I don't think we find such a verse. So how very carefully they begin with a request. And at the end of this chapter, they say, we will. We will have a king over us. You know, those are dangerous words, aren't they? When my will finds its way into the testimony, the path that the Lord has set me on. So I think it's good to remember that Samuel is in Hebrews 11. His name is mentioned there, the Hall of Fame. Those that God singles out of this whole scriptural book that we have, his name is one of those that God mentions who was faithful.
And what happened from the end of chapter 7 and now in the beginning of chapter 8? I'm going to label it as the lack of spiritual exercise. They'd gotten sleepy or lazy, if you will, with regards to the things of God. We are in a day where, as we mentioned the other day, where we have the individual responsibility towards God. And I see also in Samuel's sons, in the phrase that says, and his sons walked not in his ways. This was their responsibility. They are the ones that chose a path. They are the ones that chose this path that was, it was unlike their father. Yet we know the father's home was one where there was an altar. And that's where there was spiritual exercise and spiritual leadership. But they failed in spiritual exercise. And so they chose a path and in their individual responsibility failed. But it's also seen as we go down in the chapter that this same lack of spiritual exercise existed amongst the people at large. And now they turn and they look and they make Samuel's sons the excuse for their behavior. And I believe that this is part of the reason that the Spirit of God put these first verses there in the first place. is to see how we in our hearts, in our human hearts, turn and we point all our fingers out and we blame this and that and the next thing without looking inside and being honest with ourselves and realize that the problem is right here in my own heart. And now we can make excuses and we'll point, look at your sons. They're not walking in your ways. What about me? Am I walking in the ways of Samuel, or am I walking in the ways that God would have me to walk in? And as we always have that verse from Chuck, am I walking in the way that the Lord is able to lead me? And here is where I believe the people find failure, or they fail in their spiritual exercise before the Lord.
I think the other thing that was contributing to this is the influence from the nations that were around them. You know, it's one thing to say, I can listen to that music, I can watch those movies, I can go to those places, and I'm able to filter out certain things, and I won't allow those things to have an influence on me. But I think we see from here that the reason why they wanted, and they certainly used the sons as an excuse, but they wanted to be like all the other nations. They wanted to be like what was around them. There was a desire to conform to what was around. And it's very interesting. Conformity is a very interesting thing, because one day you're walking down the street and you see a very odd looking hairdo or a very odd looking way of wearing clothes or something. Then all of a sudden it catches on, and one by one everybody wants to conform to everybody else. And as ridiculous as it may be, that's what happens, because our nature is one that wants to conform. And that's why Paul has to say, be ye not conformed to the world. So the influence that things around us have upon us sometimes is much greater than we think. And see, God is able to put his finger on the problem. They might say it was because of your sons, or because you're old, or because we want a judge, or because we want someone to fight our nations. But God goes right to the heart of the problem and says, they have rejected me. That's the problem. And so my point is this. We have to be careful with what we allow to come and influence us. Don't think for a moment that I'm able to, in my mind, separate certain things. These things will have an influence on us, and ultimately the influence of the nations around them caused them to reject God. And the same thing will happen to us if we're not careful.